This is the 40-year-old wreckage of a Cessna 414 airplane here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's beautiful and fascinating in its own eerie way, and it gets a lot more interesting from here. It also gets more dark and sad, so stick with me, but at your own risk. This plane left Chicago on Thanksgiving Day 1983 with a pilot and one passenger on the way to Jackson, North Carolina. But on the way through the Appalachian Mountains, weather and visibility worsened, and the plane ended up crashing into this mountainside. Several days later, the wreckage was found, and the frozen bodies of both on board were recovered. Usually once wreckage is found, anything that's still usable is salvaged. Like, you'll notice this one doesn't have any engines, but the rest was left here because it just costs too much to take it out. This is actually more common than you might expect. We're right outside of Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and upwards of 50 planes have crashed within the park, and dozens more in the surrounding mountains. Turns out these mountains are pretty hazardous for airplanes. They can appear really suddenly, and the weather up here sucks. It's rainy and foggy like half the time. After a plane goes missing, there's a search and rescue effort, but it isn't always successful. Plenty of these planes are found months and even years later by unsuspecting hunters and hikers, and a handful of them still haven't been found. It's hard not to be morbidly fascinated by this kind of thing, so naturally, a lot of these crash sites become popular hikes. They're an eerie reminder that even in a day and age where we can build these miraculous flying machines, we're still very much at the mercy of the world around us.